Member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, All Things Considered, I'm Dave Lawrence. Coming to town for the first time in a number of years, legendary band Kool and the Gang are back. We got to have Robert Coolbell, bassist and founder of the band, on the program when they were doing their Van Halen tour. He's graced us with a conversation again today. Aloha, Kool, how are you? Thanks for coming on board here.
Hi, Dave, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you for asking. And since that tour, what are some of the most exciting things that Kool and the Gang have been up to?
After the Van Halen tour, we went out with Kid Rock, did a couple shows with the Dave Matthews Band, and we were over in Europe with Bryan Adams. And actually, we just finished a new single. We haven't had a record out in about 10 years. The single is going to be called Sexy. The album hopefully will be out in September.
It's been a long journey. It started in the late 60s. Been a lot of different eras of the band. A testament to it is the collaboration with you and your brother.
When we moved from Youngstown, Ohio back in 1960, I was playing percussion at the time. My brother was playing percussion too, but he picked up with the saxophone. My brother used to listen to John Coltrane and Nat Adderley and a lot of the jazz artists I was listening to also, and formed a group, the Jazzy Axel. That was the first influence.
Explain how your sound took that turn into that psychedelic soul that was really the original foundation of Kool and the Gang.
When we got involved with Soul Town, now the Soul Town Review was trying to be like the Motown Review. We had to learn a lot of the Motown hits at the time. One of the master of ceremonies for the Soul Town Review would always fool around with my name. And one night we came into a club in Newark, and he had a poster up and had Kool and the Flames. We took on that name, but we changed that name because we had James Brown,
right,
the famous Flames.
Right.
So we didn't want to have any problems with the Godfather. So we had just met our first real manager, and his name was Gene Red. We tried to come up with different names. Why don't we just call it Kool and the Gang? It seems like the sound is a mixture of jazz and funk inspired by James Brown and Motown. Our first record was called Kool and the Gang. Came out July 3rd, 1969.
Let the Music Take Your Mind.
Yeah. Let the Music Take Your Mind, Funky Man. Music is the message. We had Sea of Tranquility, The Breeze and Soul. And that was like a mixture of jazz and funk and R&B.
Other people began to experiment similarly. I guess when you look at the beginning of Earth, Wind & Fire sound, funkadelic to some degree, but you had these horn arrangements. Who was it who was doing those horn arrangements?
That was my brother.
Ronald Bell.
Ronald Bell, yeah. We come up with the main idea, and then the rest of us will fall in with what we felt should be.
Bordered on funkadelic.
Yeah. I remember when we met George Clinton and when he was the parliament. He had that song, I Just Want to Testify.
Right.
A couple years later, he had this Mohican style haircut, this whole different look. And so we said, hey, George, what's up? What's happening? He said, man, I'm going funkadelic. I said, funkadelic, okay. So he started putting together this old Parliament funkadelic thing. A little James Brown, George, and things that he did with the Parliament. He was an influence as well, yeah.
Really interesting how all you cats were kind of borrowing that psychedelic rock flavor, adding it to your thing. And Summer Madness has to be one of the greatest Kool and the Gang songs. Can you take us back to the writing process on that? And also how you developed that signature live arrangement that came to be such a part of your sound, the one from Love and Understanding.
We were in the studio, and Robert Spike Mickens had this song called You Don't Have to Change. About 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, my brother was listening to the song, and then the vamp had a certain vibe to it. He said, hey, I'm going to take a synthesizer solo over the vamp. And he saw it the next day. He played it for us. I said, wow, what are you going to call that? It's called Summer Madness. Because it happened in the summer, and it was an experiment with the synthesizer at the time. It was just coming out. We didn't really know what type of hell hit was going to be. It turned around to be a big record for us.
You're right about the keyboards. We're very pioneering, super psychedelic, note-bending kind of sound,
right,
that he was coming up with. Then the live arrangement. Who did those vocals?
We had four girls with us. They went by the name of Something Sweet. My brother had this idea, along with George Brown and myself and Charles Smith, to add the girls to the track. Because when we were in London, we played Summer Madness, and then we had a swing part. The same girls that ended up singing Ladies' Night.
Was that just for that one gig?
That was from that one gig, and then we added it to the show.
Was almost like you were doing it in the studio, but live, because it was a brand new arrangement to have those girls doing that.
Right.
Almost eclipsed the original.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Radio definitely was loving it, you know, because we went from the basic Summer Madness to swing. You know, when Pick Your Left started swinging, the girl, do-do-do-do-do-do, you know, it was just a whole different vibe happening. You know?
Yeah. We owe your brother a lot.
He was the pioneer. He was the one that was coming up with all these great ideas. Now, Charles Smith, too. I mean, the late Charles Smith. Those guitar parts were all Charles.
And the guitar was very important on those early songs. It's good you give him credit. Wild and Peaceful.
Well, that was a combination of four or five of us. We would go back and forth and get into that whole jazz move and come up with different tracks. And three hits that we had on the A side of the album was, of course, with Jungle Boogie Hollywood Swingin' and Funky Stuff. And then we came up with an idea to do this track called Wild and Peaceful. And it was just basically, let's just grooving. Again, that was another surprise to people when they flipped the Wild and Peaceful album to the B-side, because I think Wild and Peaceful is about 9 minutes.
That's a great example of how people used to use the A and B-side to have different kind of flavor.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then your sound, there was an evolution from the jazzier, psychedelic funk side into what became more of your hit side, radio R&B and less trippy jazz.
Well, we were out on tour with the Jackson 5 at the time. One of the promoters came up to us. He said, I like what you guys are doing on the tour. You guys ever thought about getting the lead singer? We said, no, not really, but that could be interesting, because at that time you had Maurice White and Philip Daly with Earth, Wind & Fire, and Lionel Richie with the Commodores. And a lot of our tracks, our horns, has always been like our lead singers. But the music itself was open for someone to sing. And that's when we decided to go ahead and experiment with that. And that's when J.T. Taylor, James Taylor, joined the band. Yamir Diodalo was a producer for that first record with J.T., Ladies Night album. And Yamir, coming from a jazz background, we thought, well, this album will be kind of jazzy. But Amir said, no, you got to make room for the lead singer now. You got to work them horns around the lead singer. You got a focal point now. But he was able, and we were able to keep our identity, because you still heard the Kootenai Gang horns. You heard them a little differently. The name of the song, I came up with that because I was hanging out in New York Friday night, Saturday night. We were at Studio 54 or Regimes or some of those clubs. It was always a ladies' night. George Brown had this group happening. My brother was working. I said, well, won't we just, you know, call that ladies' night? And that was our very first record with lead singer.
Right.
Not knowing that this was going to become the hit that it became.
It was a shock to you, too, that it took off as massively as it did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a big one for a ladies' night.
What about Celebration?
Well, we had to back up what we did with Ladies' Night. We were out in L.A. For the American Music Awards. I think we won two or three awards that night. But we were celebrating. The tag of Ladies' Night had the celebrate line to it. This is your night. Tonight, come on, let's all celebrate. My brother said, wow, that's another song. And we came back and went to the studio. He had this down-home sort of a groove with this guitar ring. The guy started adding Yahoo. The lyrics were very simple. Come on, let's all celebrate. There's a party going on. We experimented. We didn't know these songs were going to be huge hits like that.
And it almost redefined the band to a lot of younger people. For a lot of them, that's sort of the beginning of Kootenai Gang. They were not necessarily as familiar with that entire side of the band that came before it.
Right, right. I mean, the parents, they knew our music, and they would hand it down to the children, you know. And, Pops, what's that? What you listening to? You know?
Right.
You don't know nothing about this boy. All right, well, I want to know something about it. But it all kind of happened. I mean, the Muppets did Jungle Boogie, and the Muppets also did Celebration. So I had little kids in my neighborhood. Father said, Muppet song you listen to, that's their song. Yeah, these kids are like 4 or 5 years old.
That's a great point. The Muppets were also taking one of your earlier style of songs and repopularizing that for you, too, which, again, it comes back to, in so many ways, Pulp Fiction, true, with bringing that
that's
song.
That's another one, yeah, right, that you mentioned, yeah, with Quentin Tarantino, with Jungle Boogie, yeah. Matter of fact, we were just inducted into the New Jersey Hall of Fame in our hometown, right on that corner of Maple Avenue and Pacific Avenue. We just got the street changed into Kootenai Gangway. So we got a street in our name. Right when the old country boy came from Ohio.
tribute to what you guys have done. It's Robert Cool Bell, founder, bassist, Cool and the Gang. They're back in town next week, Blaisdell Concert Hall on Tuesday. Great time talking to you again, and I hope you enjoyed it.
You dug deep. That's good. All right, Dave.
Stay safe. I'll see you soon.
Okay, then.
Take care.
All right, you too. Aloha. It's Robert Cool Bell from Cool and the Gang. You're in a great place with my friend Dave Lawrence on HPR. They get down.